Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 13th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we share and prepare these messages here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And it's our joy today to share a word that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, We've Been Qualified. And the scripture text is Colossians 1, verse 12.
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
Well, if you were to go to our website today, there would be a photo of a happy barn that I believe would make you smile. It sure did bring a smile to my family as we passed it the other day in northern Lancaster County. Proverbs 15, verse 13 indicates the source of a cheerful face. It really begins in the heart. Let us share a truth this morning that we hope will make your heart happy.
Well, it's amazing what people will put on their cars as bumper stickers. I believe that in observing bumper stickers, one can get a sense of the cultural condition of a nation. Some are unbelievably vile and wicked. Here in Lancaster County, there is a strong Bible-based influence, and this is reflected in the preponderance of bumper stickers expressing faith in God. They can sure make you think. And here's a good one to consider today. God does not choose the qualified, but qualifies the chosen. Let me say that once more. God does not choose the qualified, but qualifies the chosen.
Aren't you thankful for the truth in that phrase? In fact, it's a simple expression of the contrast between man's many religious systems and the gospel of Christ. Man's systems stress the need for our efforts to make us qualified for God's love and acceptance. This may be through our good works, our family heritage, or through religious rituals. But these never accomplish what God, through Christ alone, accomplished when He died on the cross. His substitutionary death qualifies us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light on the basis of His grace.
The Bill Gaither Vocal Band has a great song titled Forgiven, with a powerful expression in it. It says this, I've traded performance for amazing grace. What a relief. I can't earn my way. Today we think of those who grew up in church and in religious homes and yet have an inferior understanding of grace. They may be extra hard on themselves and unintentionally judgmental toward others. They may have a hard time really accepting God's forgiveness and having an assurance of God's love. And let me just say on a personal note that I really relate to this in my childhood experience of growing up in a home where this was experienced. And it took many years for me to understand the grace and mercy of God.
Well, today let us thank our Heavenly Father that He has qualified us. That's a great source of encouragement. Consider this truth as you deal with whatever discouraging circumstances you are facing today. We've been qualified by the grace of God. That should lead to a happy heart.
Let's pray together. Father, if we base our emotions on the happenstance in our lives and in the world in which we live, we'll be defeated before the day is over. But you've called us to look beyond the changing circumstances of our day and to consider the unchangeable works you've done on our behalf. We give thanks to you, Father, who looked beyond our faults and failures and delivered us from the dominion of darkness when we surrendered our hearts to you. Because of your exceeding grace, you transferred us into the kingdom of light where your glory dwells and where you give us direction for each day of our earthly existence. We give thanks to you, Father. Amen.
And amen. What a joy to have a happy heart today, and hopefully expressed in a happy face as well. We do have a couple of additional resources on our page today, on our website today, March 13th, 2007. It's Tuesday. If you go to our main site, it's right there. Otherwise, just go back to the previous message, to the message dated Tuesday, March 13th, and One thing you'll find is a picture of that barn I allude to we passed Sunday afternoon. Also, I have a cute photo of Brooks seen in a stairway holding two little pygmy goats. And they had such a fun time, and I think you'll see they have a smile on their face as well. Today we have a song we would like to suggest. I could not find the Bill Gaither song alluded to in the message. It's a great song there, but the one I did find is a Graham Kendrick song, and it's titled Amazing Love, and it does talk about the forgiveness we have in Christ. And there is a link to that if you care to go to it. Have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged, to stay faithful, and to smile from the heart.